This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The Dolphin.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Which is the weirdest entry in this book. This is the best page in this book. I'm not like kidding. Like this is, we found it. Yeah. This is the best. Like we should do Dolphin Week. Like we can do this one entry.
There's only so much we can do. It's one entry.
I know, but it's so rich.
Let's talk about the number appearing. So 2 to 20.
That's 2 to 20 week. Monster my podcast. How about the fact that let's talk about the fact that they employ swordfish as guards.
So lest somebody think that like, oh, it's the Monster Manual doing its thing. They're pulling in regular creatures and just kind of like pulling the like Encyclopedia Britannica descriptions of them and like calling it a day. No, this is half like a description of what a dolphin is. And then like it's like they subcontracted Lisa Frank to like write the fiction of the way these things interact with the world.
It's like a moon dolphin. Like this should be, you know, like some kind of special version of a dolphin, because like this does not in any way describes a dolphin. How is this so exciting and cool and dinosaurs are that lame? Like dolphins are famous for the great pleasure they take in life. When swimming, they often perform dazzling aquatic stunts. Yeah. Did this guy go to SeaWorld like once and be like, what would these guys' culture look like?
That seems so playful when, you know, they're being forced to do stuff.
But it's an intelligent creature kept in an inhumanly small cage.
Yeah, when the only thing that a creature can do is laugh. Man, yeah. It's so delightful.
Yeah, and just being fed sushi leavings once a day. Yep.
Oh, gosh. Organized communities of dolphins do not... They will drive out evil creatures, and they're even known to raid Sahagin communities to destroy their eggs. Like, yeah. What's going on? Like, there's nothing in here about detect evil.
They just know. Certain solitary dolphins, known as rogues, have been known to form closer attachments with humans. Known as rogues, these rogues often play dolphin games with their human companions. What is this shit? Like who guest wrote this?
Again, I'm saying they brought in Lisa Frank. There's nothing here about like coughing up half-digested mackerel to make a perfume base and primarily reproducing through non-consensual means. There's nothing here about what they did to Hank Hill, Gary.
Yeah, well, very early on in like the dark days of me getting early exposure to internet, where I was just like, I want to see somebody put a wine bottle in a vagina. Like, I just want to see it. It'd be weird. Yeah. There was a text file going around about like how to have sex with a dolphin.
Uh-oh.
Yep. So I've definitely read like a how to fuck a dolphin thing in my curiouser days. And it talks about how like they're just down to clown, man. Like,
well, they call them the clowns of the sea. Also fool's tuna.
Yeah. They're the rock clowns. Like they're not regular like when you sit down to a clown, it makes it sound real fun, like they're taking great joy in jumping out of the water and being tortured at SeaWorld. But really, it's taking great joy in all the hand jobs they get and they demand from those poor interns.
They're down to insane clown juggalo. Yeah. Dolphins, the juggalos of the sea. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.